Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Morning for Flamingos by James Lee Burke, narrated by Mark Hammer. This book is copyrighted 1990 by James Lee Burke. This recording is copyrighted 1993 by Recorded Books. Clutching the shards of his shattered life, Cajun Detective Dave Robichaux has rejoined the New Iberia Police Department. His partner is dead, slain during a condemned prisoner's bloody flight to freedom that left Robichaux critically wounded and reawakened the ghosts of his haunted, violent past. And now, A Morning for Flamingos.
Chapter 1. We parked the car in front of the parish jail and listened to the rain beat on the roof. The sky was black, the windows fogged with humidity, and white veins of lightning pulsated in the bank of thunderheads out on the gulf. "Tante Lamont's going to be waiting for you," Lester Benoit, the driver, said. He was, like me, a plainclothes detective with the sheriff's department. He wore sideburns and a mustache and had his hair curled and styled in Lafayette. Each year he arranged to take his vacation during the winter in Miami Beach so that he would have a year-round tan. And each year he bought whatever clothes people were wearing there. Even though he'd spent his whole life in New Iberia, except for time in the service, he always looked as if he'd just stepped off a plane from somewhere else. "You don't see it, do you?" he said and grinned.